A symphonic self-portrait that premiered in 1830 has become one of the most performed works in the orchestral repertoire. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on this epitome of romantic program music.
It was important to Berlioz that listeners knew the story told by his Symphonie Fantastique, an episode in the life of an artist.
Berlioz always insisted that there be a program that was put on all the seats of the audience.
Conductor Michael Tilson Thomas says the 26-year-old composer was infatuated with a particular Shakespearean actress.
Berlioz had attended a performance by an actress called Harriet Smithson. She was an Irish Shakespearean actress. She became an obsession for him.
The five-movement symphony uses the orchestra to tell a dramatic story of unrequited passion.
There's a lot of music in the treble register, which clearly represents Harriet Smithson, and that's all very lovely pastel kinds of colors and floating harmonies. And then there's the kind of other side of the orchestra, the bass side of the orchestra, which represents the kind of stalker. And then there's a lot of very violent and rough gestures.
The work, with its concrete program, innovative use of instruments, and romantic theme, built on tradition in a daring way.
It showed that musical language, the emotional territory that Beethoven had been exploring, could be taken still further.
Symphonie Fantastique premiered in 1830, and Berlioz eventually met and married his love, Harriet Smithson, but they stayed together for less than a dozen years.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.